This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, and I am broadcasting tonight from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very, very, very much for getting the job done and keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. On Parler, it's simply at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, calling in from Orlando, home of CPAC. That's where she's at right now. Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are there thousands of people roaming the hallways over there?
Oh, well, I don't know about hallways. I mean, there were probably 600 or so just hanging out at the pool.
Yeah, yeah, well, it was a beautiful day to do that, for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, well, we'll get into CPAC again here probably in the second segment, but we got to talk about what happened last night in Iraq and Syria along the border. The first military action under President Joe Biden took place as the U.S. carried out airstrikes in Syria on Iranian-backed targets. Now, this was fairly significant in that we're hearing 17 people were killed. We don't know who they were or what they were. Are you getting anything else out of this?
Well, it appears that it was a Shiite militant, Khatib Hezbollah, is who we're pinpointing. Along is saying they don't have anything to do with, you know, the guardians of blood or whatever it is, but whatever. Normally when we do an airstrike, we go back in there and we do a forensic just to see what was there, what we can collect with data, what not we can collect out of that. This was really at some kind of a border security checkpoint is what they're referring to it. So we cannot get in there. We may be able to have some operatives go in there in our stead, but we normally are able to do some other kind of forensics, and right now we haven't been able to do that.
Now, right after this happened, Colonel Jim Warshak, who's a regular contributor to the show, Wednesdays, retired U.S. Air Force and former intelligence officer, chief of staff under General Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, he sent me a direct message, and here it is. This isn't about taking out terrorists or retaliation against Iranian-backed insurgents in Syria. This is about justifying the redeployment and insertion of U.S. forces into the Middle East and restarting and escalating the endless war there. Less than 30 days, and he's back at it.
Well, we have been the victim of three strikes in Iraq, three separate strikes. What are we supposed to do? Nothing?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. So I understand everybody wants to get out of the war. Everybody wants to stop this and that, so on and so on. But you either come all the way out, or you know, respond. Now, who's really here at fault is Iraq, and not so much Iran. Iraq
right.
is supposed to, you know, they're the lead in this. We are providing them the intelligence. We are providing them the backup. It comes down to them. So they are really the ones at fault here. And I would say, you know, Syria, that's a whole, you know, we do have forces in Syria, so we can expect some things there too. But, you know, we haven't finished the job.
No.
The job's not through. Al-Qaeda's still out there. Islamic State is out there. And Iranian-backed militia's still out there, and including certainly in Yemen.
Yep.
So the job's not through. What's the expectation? We do nothing?
Well, I don't think so. I think if they get us, we got to get them. I mean, there's got to be a balance there. And then when they hit us with a couple of rockets, we need to hit them with 4, 5, or 6 missiles and send the point home, because maybe, maybe.
The other thing is, obviously, the right conversations are not happening with Iran.
Right.
Or they're not getting the message.
Right.
And now that you've got the Biden administration in there, they're, you know, it's all kumbaya. This could, you know, make things worse. So I would imagine that the conversations with the Middle East, not with the United States, but, you know, between the United Arab Emirates and Israel and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and so forth, I imagine those conversations are pretty interesting.
Yeah, how'd you like to be a fly in the wall in that room?
Yeah, I would.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia, because Joe Biden had a conversation with the king in Saudi Arabia. The crown prince is the big story. And what's going to happen when the information gets released, probably today, about the findings on the killing of that U.S. citizen turned journalist that was over there. And, boy, that's going to be a mess. So hang on, Denise, because here comes the music right now. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And then we're going to talk about Governor Cuomo. By the way, is it time for him to take a lie detector test? Maybe. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Burt's Harley Davidson over at 49th Street in Pinellas Park, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. Now, next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's March the 6th, they're going to have the special ceremony for the dedication of the Harley Davidson Memorial, which is a motorcycle originally built for the military way back in World War One. It's a replica of it. It's a monument to all the military that have ridden the motorcycles in the line of duty, not only in the military, but also in the police and law enforcement agencies. And we are going to have a bunch of dignitaries there. There'll also be a band. There'll also be food. I'll have my tent there because I expect it's going to be one of those days where you might want to be out of the sunshine. And there'll be a lot of other things going on there, too. So we hope to see you next week, March the 6th. And it's a family-oriented event, so come on over. Burt's Harley Davidson, 49th Street, Pinellas Park, right across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, who is up in Orlando. Hey, Denise.
Morning.
All right, we have a call from one of our friends in Atlanta. Good morning, ma'am. What's your name again, and where are you calling from?
I'm Kate, and in Atlanta. Hello, Captain.
Hello.
Is Denise still there? Can she hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. We were talking this afternoon, and I said I would call. Will the President Trump have Secret Service? He and his wife the rest of their life?
Yes.
Oh, really? If he runs again in 2024, and wins, will he be able to serve two terms or just one? Or nobody knows.
One.
One. Just one of them.
Yeah, one term.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. Well, great. I'll pass all that on in the morning. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Good morning.
Great call from Atlanta. We love our folks up there in Atlanta. No, those were good questions, and people have asked. I've had people say to me, oh, good. Well, Trump wins. He can be two more terms. No, one. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's move on over here to something that happened with Senator Ted Cruz yesterday. He absolutely eviscerated Joe Biden's immigration policies by saying the administration is moving rapidly towards open borders in the most radical immigration plan any administration has ever proposed in history. I can't say that I argue with that at all.
Nope, you can't. You absolutely can't. You know, when you talk about you've opened these facilities, which they blasted Trump for, but they reopened those facilities.
Yep.
They put these people and these kids in them. And then they're saying they're beautiful, they're great, they've got medical, they got teachers, they got this and that, blah, blah, blah. All you're doing is saying, oh, come on and see how well you're going to be treated when you come.
Uh-huh.
So keep coming, keep coming. What's the number? Somebody needs the media to ask Ms. Jen Psaki, what's the number? Will it be 5 million? You know, that just, come on, we'll go ahead and accept 5 million between now and July the 4th, and then we'll cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give us a number.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now,
it's the worst.
Now, let's talk about the Saudis, because Joe Biden had a little chat with the Saudis yesterday with a king. I believe his name is King Solomon. But in the meantime, the crown prince is really in big trouble right now for what may or may not have been done. The United States is going to release the findings on the killing, and we're going to see what happens here in the next day or two. Is that about right?
I guess when you say the killing, you need to say who was killed and where.
Well, our friend, let's see, what was his name? I can't even pronounce the name.
Khashoggi.
Yeah, and that was in Turkey, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
So what's that have to do with us?
Well, I don't know, but apparently it does, and the United States is going to fill out a report.
Well, everybody's saying that Jamal Khashoggi was a U.S. citizen. He was not. Everybody said he was a journalist. He was not. He was on the payroll of the Washington Post.
Yep.
And he occasionally wrote something. But that's being in the media or the press or a journalist is the biggest problem for being an operative that there is. So,
yep.
Yeah. There's a constant lack of hate on the Saudis. Mm-hmm. We've got reason to hate them. But not on this one.
Right. Let's talk about Mr. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. Have you noticed that CNN has become heavily placed under fire for the different framing of Cuomo and the Kavanaugh scandals? Where back in the day of the Kavanaugh, all we heard was, well, you have to believe the women, all these women, you have to believe the women. And now, all of a sudden, Cuomo, who, by the way, was one of those people that said, well, you have to believe the women, all these women are talking, hit nobody, crickets, not a word, not a word.
Yeah, well, I'm not expecting any words. You know, and I think that MSNBC or CBS and the other ones are giving it like seconds. They're not really covering it either.
Well, it was talked about with Kavanaugh, they give him a lie detector test. How about if they give Cuomo a lie detector test?
Well, yeah. I mean, sure.
All right, let's talk about...
Yeah, I'm not sure he'd do it, but whatever.
All right, let's talk about Joe Biden's CIA nominee, because he kind of really rattled some cages based on what you might expect someone to say or not expect someone to say. He was talking about China, and he said the United States colleges should immediately cut ties with China-backed Confucius Institutes. I don't disagree with that at all, but that does not go along with the thinking of the Democratic Party or Joe Biden.
Or with the, Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz have brought this up probably 2 years ago now, that the Confucius Institutes need to get out of here. I think we've removed all of them in Florida. But understand something. The Confucius Institutes are just not for colleges and universities.
Uh-huh.
They're in the public school system, and they go all the way down into the elementary level. I wrote about this, I don't know, probably a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just about the colleges and universities. So we're so infected with Chinese propaganda in the education system. It's remarkable. So the challenge, of course, is not just the Biden administration, but I'd be putting some real pressure on the Department of Education as well.
Now, did you ever have a Mr. Potato Head or give one to your boy?
No.
You heard about that, right?
Sure. But now you're gonna have to eliminate the Mr. Coffee.
You're gonna have to call Mr. Coffee the coffee machine or something. You won't be able to call it Mr. Mm-hmm. Coffee anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this is outrageous. I mean,
it's
canceling everything.
Yeah, it's a cancel culture, obviously. Mm-hmm. By the way, AOC, just to have a little fun here, criticized the NYPD's new robot dog. And I say woof, woof, because the robot dog, she's complaining, well, it's more money, and it's military, and they shouldn't have any more money, and we're supposed to be defunding the police, and oh, why do I have to have this? Well, maybe because they don't want the dog killed that they chase in, or they let in after the bad guy. Maybe that's part of it. But the other thing is the military are using these things.
I don't know. I haven't seen the value in what the police department is going to have in this robot. I'm not being critical. I just haven't seen it yet. I just saw it kind of walking down the a block or so, just kind of showing it off. I don't know if it's a test run or if it's got some other kind of mission attached to it. I don't know, so I can't really speak to it.
Well, it's got things that it can do, and we didn't see all the stuff that it could do because the military issue is different.
That's my point. I haven't seen it.
Exactly. By the way, a real-world study took place out there, independent real-world study, over 500,000 people that got the Pfizer vaccine, 94% effective. Holy smokes.
Yes, excellent.
All right, we will talk to you tonight. And if everything works right, I may see you Saturday. Certainly hope so. All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. She's over in Orlando at CPAC. And I'm going to try to get over there myself come Saturday morning. All righty. Talk to you later. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go nowhere.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The United States military struck an Iranian-backed militia site in Syria that was used to launch rocket attacks in Iraq. With more, here's USA Radio's John Clemens reporting.
U.S. forces launched airstrikes against facilities in eastern Syria that were used in a series of rocket attacks over the last several days, targeting U.S. and coalition personnel in Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control that was being used by a number of Iranian-backed militia groups. One of those attacks on February 15th claimed the life of an American contractor. The so-called Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for that attack. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for the Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Meanwhile, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay, across the bay from me. Now, what I strongly suggest, as well as my friend Bo, is you call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. Find out what it's like to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to see the classrooms and see what's involved and see what they provide for you that you won't have to get, because so many people say, well, how many tools do I have to get? What kind of? No, no. That's all supplied in the training. And believe me, when they give you tools, they give you tools. A professional Snap-on tools set complete with a big toolbox and a whole 9 yards. You will not hurt for that. Okay, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And if you want to check them out online, you can do that too by going to naa.edu. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the big news is the airstrike along the Syrian-Iraqi border. Apparently, it was a checkpoint that was there, which makes it a little bit more difficult for us to verify a lot of things. We're being told there were 17 people killed, and this was in retaliation for what they had done with us by three attacks in the last 4 or 5 days, with the one the other day resulting in the unfortunate killing of one of our people, and also all the other problems that we're having with them. Now, I also will say that the Pentagon report that's come out about white supremacists in the ranks is disturbing, according to CNN. Now, keep in mind, this is a CNN story. Their story says, a Pentagon report on extremism obtained by CNN gives disturbing insight into how white supremacists are active in the military and offers recommendations to better identify domestic extremists and prevent them from serving. Well, when we went to the all-volunteer military, we kind of lowered the standards a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. And back in the day, I'm going way back into high school days in the 60s, if you got in trouble in civilian life, one of the things that the judge would tell you as a young man was, one of your options would be to go into the military or go to jail. And there was some of that going on back then. However, that may be a little bit more acceptable now. I don't know. But I've heard all sorts of things. I don't know what exactly the recruiters are doing these days. Now, Army officials reversed an announcement on Tuesday that a general who was removed that was in command at Fort Hood, Texas, was going to be made the deputy commander of the U.S. Army North, in effect, a promotion. And they removed that announcement. Don't know what if that's still going to happen with the general or not. We'll have to wait and see. Now, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee said he's considering plans to establish an independent prosecutor to handle all of the sex crimes in the military, a potentially major change of the Uniform Code of Military Justice stemming from years of frustration over the Defense Department's handling of the issue. We'll see. By the way, as military members continue to reject the COVID-19 vaccine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin released a video stressing the vaccine's safety while the Defense Department promotes informed decision-making. Now, I just got a direct message here from, let's see, Strawberry Joe. Good morning there, Strawberry Joe. Says, good morning and Semper Fi. How do Republican candidates expect to win another election when the left controls the voting machines? Well, not all of them, Strawberry Joe. I'll get into that in a minute. The tabulating software and the process. Again, not all of them. Even the red state legislatures did nothing to stop it. Well, actually, they have. There's been some new legislation passed. In Georgia, the Rhino governor and secretary of state handed the process over to Stacey Abrams as the legislature rolled over and played dead. Well, there is some truth in that, but Georgia also just did something about the absentee mail-in ballots. It's called voter ID. A signature on the envelope must be verified in order to count the vote. They did not do that. in this past election. It just went, okay, yep, okay. And we were had just reports from all over Georgia about that one, which that was their laws they were supposed to enforce, but they just reinforced the law with more legislation. Now, Florida once again is leading the way, Strawberry Joe, with what's going on down here. Keep your eyes on Florida and apply some of that to your local area. And again, if you have the ability or the wherewithal, you need to get involved right now with some of these groups that are out there. My God, they're everywhere. You don't have to go to a Republican Party group. You can go to a Tea Party group, or you can go to a Freedom group or a Defend group or whatever they're calling themselves these days, or even a Trump group, and get involved and go from there. But the Democrats do not control in all of the states the voting machines. Now, the Dominion machines, there's some works in the process right now to try to get rid of those, which is a good thing. The states, the six states that we know about where the election got turned upside down on its head, that's where we need to concentrate, and that's where they are concentrating on changing the rules and the regulations. Okay, this has got to be Mary, so what's on your mind?
Good morning. One way you can help is to be a precinct committee chairman, a committee person for your party, which would be Republican. And also, there's two kinds of Republicans. I took Peter Navarro to explain this last night, I guess, that there's the establishment or there's the MAGA Republicans.
And right, MAGA. Yeah, Make America Great Again.
Yep. The old establishments do believe in open borders, and that would be, I would assume, the Chamber of Commerce people. Mm-hmm. Also, they believe in free trade, not fair trade. But either way, you've got to decide. The Republican Party looks like two different factions, and I guess you have to go get in the primary so you can decide, or you have a say in who's going to be up in those positions.
Yeah, there needs to be more people that get into the primaries and challenge some of these incumbents. First of all, we need term limits. There's no reason for somebody to be there for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. Because the pension money they're going to get, their magic number is 10 years in the Congress. When they hit that 10-year plateau, they're pretty much retiring at half pay.
Goodness gracious. Well, anyway, that's one way people can help is be a precinct committee person.
Yep. That's right. Captain. All right. Thank you. Yep. You're right. Mary is absolutely correct on that. And at one time when I was down in Sarasota County, I was the 38th precinct committeeman down there. I actually had an election, actually got elected. How about that? All right. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Yes, Mary is correct that you must, I am thinking about becoming a precinct committee member where the district chairman will introduce candidates to the committee members.
Yep.
And we have the right to vet those candidates.
Correct.
And decide whether or not they stand for the agenda that we on the conservative Republican side.
Okay. Gotta go. Here comes the computer, and you're going to get caught off right now. There you went, right there. That took care of the automation part of it. Can't help it. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. He's coming back, and I'm coming back. Got some money stuff to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, who were nice enough to give me a website so I could tell you about it and tell you about their product, Relief Factor, which I take it religiously, have for a little bit more than 5 years now. And the reason I do is because of the swelling and the inflammation that I have that continues in my left leg and ankle, thanks to the injury I suffered at the World Trade Center. But because of the turmeric resveratrol I carry and an omega-3 that's in it, it goes right straight to the source of the pain and the inflammation, and it helps to alleviate both right there by going to the source. And it does work for me. That's why I take it twice a day. It's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 to get you started. That's the 3-week quick start, and you can find it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. By the way, somebody asked me about the price and does insurance cover and all that sort of stuff. Well, Your policy may or may not cover it. I don't know. Depends on if the doctor will prescribe it for you. That's how that works. But it is deductible, and whatever you spend for that, you can use it as part of your medical deductions. But relieffactor.com/captain, go over there and try the 1995 3-week quick start. Okay, the Watchdog of Wall Street is here with us right now, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
Great. Listen, a story from Breitbart Business is, and this is how it starts out, the brutal sell-off in the stock and bond market Thursday was ignited by fears that the economy could overheat later this year and generate a high level of inflation that would force the Fed to hike rates earlier than expected. What say you?
I think anybody with half a brain knows that inflation is already here. So, and it's, you know, various different business publications reaching for a reason why markets are acting in various different ways. Markets will do strange and bizarre things. They always do. It's the nothing new. You know, the idea that you're gonna place a tag or a reason, rhyme or reason for something is a little silly. Yeah, bonds sold off, and that means when bonds sell off, then obviously the yields go up, which then makes it a little bit more of an attractive investment at that point in time. Again, that's obviously concerning to some degree with the stock market. I'd said here, if interest rates were normalized, let's say the 10-year treasury was at 6-7% yield, you'd have a very different stock market at this point. I think there'd be more assets that would be more likely to head in that direction. I don't have that at this point in time. I caution people to, you know, these business publications and whatnot out there that think that they have the reason why something happens. More often than not, they don't. They just have to print something.
Okay, so this is something that you just got to go with the flow on. Is that what you're telling me?
Markets, you know, I've been talking about this. I'm going to talk about it again this weekend. Many areas of the market, without a doubt, by any sort of historic measure, and, you know, I'm a big believer in following some sort of historic precedent, even though I understand that the terrain is different now because of the fact that yields are so low. Many areas of the market are very, very high, very frothy in many areas, and we've been telling people, you know, it's high time you take some profits, you take some money off the table in those areas, and you move it into areas that are, you know, haven't done as well. But some of the value companies out there that pay nice dividends.
Now, yesterday, the U.S. Jobless claims fell to 730,000, but layoffs still remain fairly high. It was a slight improvement, I suppose, if you were looking for some sort of light at the end of the tunnel.
It's slight. You have certain restaurants bringing a little bit of workers back here and there, you know, partial reopenings in certain areas of the country, which is helpful. The reality is there's just way too many businesses that have been shut down and shut down permanently. So it's going to take a long time to get back to the levels that we had back prior to the pandemic under Trump.
Okay, now Reuters and Ipsos did a poll out there. Most Americans support, believe it or not, the $15 an hour minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was actually passed in the state of Florida. However, you know, the Senate parliamentarian said it cannot go into the bill because it cannot pass by a reconciliation. It's not going to be. The Senate is going to pass an alternative bill where that is not going to be included.
Okay, now the other thing is mortgage rates have hit a six-month high, threatening the boom with the U.S. housing market here. You think that'll actually happen?
With what? Mortgage rates with what?
Boomed.
Well, market, I mean, going up a little bit.
Yep.
Well, bond yields are going up. You know, mortgage rates are going to come up a little bit as well. They're still at pretty much historic lows. And the reality is if you know, I used to play that game. Let's pretend mortgage rates, you know, the first house I bought, my mortgage rate was a little over 7%. If mortgage rates went up to 7%, let's just say, I'll throw that out there, what's going to happen is the price of homes are going to come down. That's all. People can only afford a certain amount of money every single month. And if the interest payment is higher because mortgage rates are higher, well, then, obviously, you know, the prices of homes have to come down. It's a inverse relationship.
All right, we've got a caller from a listener. You ready?
Sure.
All right, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Chris?
Well, Chris, you mentioned about dividends. Initiative Industrial Properties, Inc., IIPR. What's your opinion on organizations such as that?
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mel. He said the IRPR. Individual investments for personal real estate.
Oh, okay. So I mean, talking more private placement type vehicles where people can get into.
Right.
You better be very careful with who you're doing business with on those, and if it's a very small group that you can understand who's involved with it. I've seen many of these things turn out to be scams, but I've also seen many of them turned out to be okay. It also depends, again, you know, what type of real estate are you investing in at this point in time? You know, many areas right now, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to get near, in particular the commercial real estate market. Real estate, as we all know, is very much a localized situation. So, again, you know your local community, and if there's ones that are within your area where you know that there would be some sort of demand for whatever type of real estate that it is, let's say it's healthcare, you know, let's say it's senior housing, whatever it may be, that's understandable. I mean, that's something that you might want to look into. But, again, I say you got to be very cautious with those.
Now, finally, I have no idea when the stimulus package is going to be signed and when it's going to be made available to the American people, but many, many people out there want it more so than the ones that don't. There's a lot of negatives about this. The economy seems to be moving upward faster than what they thought, so whether it's even needed or not, it's a question. But more people say, yeah, we got to have it. So what do you think? Is this going to happen sooner rather than later? It looks like it could be maybe now as soon as the beginning of next week.
It's terrible. The bill's awful. It's a joke. I think that, you know, we're turning this country slowly but surely into Europe. And, you know, I have no problem calling out so-called conservatives that are clamoring for another stimulus bill. There's very little money in this bill that's going to help reopen small businesses around the country. It's not going to do anything to create jobs. It's a handout and a giveaway. And I don't care. You can say you're a Trump supporter. You can say all these, a myriad of these different things. Okay, give me a break. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, this is a handout and giveaway. This is welfare, is what it is. You know, if you're not unemployed, you have a job, you're doing all these things, the pandemic hasn't affected you. Why in the world do you get for another $1,400? I mean, it's just patently absurd. It really is. It's just a handout. Okay, we need to be helping small businesses out there. That's the area we need to go. That's where the focus needs to be. The amount of waste in this bill is just, it's nuts to me.
By the way, George, the Godfather, saying good morning to you.
Good morning.
So the Godfather said hello to you. All right, finally, last time here. China has declared a complete victory against poverty amid the food supply concerns in China, but they're doing great.
Their levels of poverty, I mean, what they classify as poverty is very, very different from ours. Again, you know, China's been doing a lot of neat things, I'm being honest here, in regards to diplomacy and trade that again is, you know, making them, in my opinion, I think much smarter than we are with how they handle stuff. And I have been discussing this as well. I mean, rather than just send checks around the globe like we do that end up in Swiss bank accounts for some dictator, they go to certain countries and they make investments. They put up buildings, they buy ports. Mm-hmm. They do things differently than we do, and I think it's much smarter.
Alrighty, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Hi, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Make sure you catch him on his weekend program, 3-hour program, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on many of these same stations all across the country. Meanwhile, we'll be back after the top of the hour with Frank Salvato.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.